Socialist candidate Francesca Hong hates American holidays, canceled Thanksgiving, attacked by Christmas. By Hannah Knudsen on August 5, 2026. Socialist Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong has a history of complaining about American holidays and traditions, expressing her many, many grievances on social media over the years. The state representative and self-described Democratic socialist faces a primary on August 11. Socialists would view a Hong victory as another huge win for their insurgent movement. Resurfaced social media posts are now making the rounds showcasing Hong's distaste for America's most cherished holidays, including Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day, and anything involving fireworks. In one X post from 2019, Hong laments, "IT bro who was working on our computer remotely changed the background theme to snow and Christmas trees. I feel slightly attacked." Perhaps Hong might feel that way if the image had been changed far too early for the Christmas season. Alas, the social media complaint was lodged about 1 week before Christmas, on December 17. It remains unclear why this made her feel attacked. However, in the following years, she posted a picture of a Christmas tree, deeming it a cool massive air freshener and wishing a Merry Christmas to all who celebrate. In a now-deleted social media post penned in 2020, Hong called for the complete cancellation of the beloved American holiday of Thanksgiving. "Cancel Thanksgiving," she demanded, touting false narratives about the founding of the country. "Should have done this in 1621. If it takes a worldwide pandemic for us to realize we should stop celebrating colonialism and the original superspreader event that killed indigenous folks, sick, and women, so be it," she said, embracing a revisionist history of what led to the first Thanksgiving. Ironically, the celebration was actually prompted by the complete failure of socialism, well documented by William Bradford, governor of the Plymouth Colony. When asked if she still believes Thanksgiving should be canceled, Hong refused to provide a direct answer, attempting to play both sides while stating that it is a time that's incredibly painful for many people in our communities. "I'm a chef, and one of the first meals that I made that was for the community, when I was 16, was a Thanksgiving meal. I always think my hospitality background in owning a restaurant for 7-8 years, that, bringing folks around the table to share conversation and build community, is always a good thing. But Thanksgiving is also a time that's incredibly painful for many people in our communities," she responded during an appearance on CNN's The Source. "And so, I think there, I wanted to make sure that people understood that there are multiple views, but views can evolve. And the position that I'm running for right now, and I think my background as a chef will actually help me become a better governor that's able to bring more people to the table," she said, failing to answer the question. In other posts of the past, Hong shared her distaste for fireworks, frequently associated with the 4th of July and the celebration of the New Year. "I do not enjoy fireworks," she bluntly stated in a 2019 post, days before Independence Day. The following year, in a post after midnight of Independence Day, Hong complained, "Why isn't there a curfew on fireworks?" While she did not directly complain about Easter, Hong's latest Easter post contained no reference to the reason for the celebration, Jesus rising from the dead, but she did reference illegal immigrants. "Wishing a happy Easter to all who celebrate. Here are some of my favorite snaps from holidays past," she wrote. "I'm also thinking about all the children and families spending today in ICE detention centers like the one in Dilley, Texas." In a 2019 post, Hong declared that she does not work on Halloween or that weekend and would actually ask every single person in costume to leave. On October 25 last year, Hong wrote, in the car headed to Superior, "I have about 30 minutes. Ask me anything and I'll try to answer. Only subject off limits is Halloween, not my thing." That same day, she posted an image of her Halloween costume, which was literally just a piece of paper taped to her back reading, "I'm a billionaire. Tax me." It does not end there. Hong also took issue with Valentine's Day. "I miss working in a restaurant every day. Except on V-Day," she complained in a February 14, 2022 post. "As if we weren't invisible enough to those who don't recognize the emotional and physical labor of service work. The worst of humanity comes out from folks celebrating on another day capitalism tells you how to show love." In another Valentine's Day post penned February 13, 2023, Hong wrote, Looking forward to working V-Day service tomorrow. We'll be at peak resting bitch face to celebrate all the love. That particular post appears to have been deleted. If Hong wins, she would likely face the Republican Party's presumptive nominee, Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, in the general election race.